The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Nedarim, Daf Pezayim. Today's Daf is being studied. The Aydun Hashmat Morze Kenir B. Yosef Ben Sarah, Abraham Ben Esther, Ruach Hashem Tenehem Begin Eden Amen. Ashid Emma Moshe Ben Dinam, Vishtamu Ben Miriam, Sarah Bat Rahel, Sar Luhama Bat Rahel. And that a friend of the him, and that a friend of the him. And that offended them for the nefesh, for the goof, for the amkir, for the bo. V'chein yir asum v'nomar, amen. We begin today's daf on Pevav Amud Bet, and we're starting from the new Mishnah. Nadra ishto. Okay. His wife made a neder. V'savur shenadra bito. But he thought it was his daughter that made the neder. They told him it was your daughter that made the neder. Nadra bito, or his daughter made a neder. V'savur shenadra ishto. They told him, no, it was your wife that made the neder. Nadra Benazir. Okay, let's say she made a neder Benazirut. She accepted upon herself Nazirut. Vesavur, but he thought she nadra bekorban, that she was just osir something on her like a korban. Nadra bekorban, or let's say she made a neder meaning kunam, she forbade something on her like a korban. Vesavur she nadra Benazir, but he thought that she made a neder on Nazirut. Nadra mitteinim. She made a neder against figs. V'sabush nadra min anabim. And he thought it was grapes. Nadra min anabim. Or the opposite. She made on grapes. V'sabush nadra min ateinim. Harezi yachzor v'yafer. Which means that which she was mefer is not hal. Which means since it was done under a false pretense over there, we thought it was his daughter when it was really his wife's neder and all that. That, or he thought it was being mefer one sort of neder and it was really another. So therefore the hafara is not hal. And therefore if he wants to nullify, he has to make another hafara. Look at the Ran. Nadra ishto, second wide line. V'savush nadra bito. Sha'amru lo. Shebito nadra. They told him, it was your daughter that made the neder. Umitoka hefer okiyem. And as a result of that, he has rights over his daughter's nadarim. Either he made hafara or he made kiyum. V'savush nadra bikurban. Well, let's say he thought that his wife was nadir bekorban. What does that mean? Sha'amru lo she'asra alei adavar echad ve'amna she'yeh kekorban. She was also something like a korban. We say kunam. Harezi yachzor v'yafer. Why? Dehakama o hafara kamaita kevan de beta'uta ve lo mehane ve'la mide. So the Ran tells us that a hafara or a hakama beta'ut is not considered a hakama for us. So even if he was mekim it, it's not considered a hakama. He has to be re-mekim or re-mefer. It's got to be done under the right pretense. Comes the Gemara and begins. The Memra, do you mean to say, the Yani Ota Davkahu? Do you mean what it says in the Pasuk by Nidarim? Yani Ota. Do you mean to tell me that that pasuk is dafka, that that pasuk is literal? What is this referring to? So look at the Ran. The Ran explains to us exactly what this pasuk is referring to. The Ran. Lememra diyani ota dafka hu, dekevan dekhiv ota. It says in the pasuk, yani ota. Yani ota is like he will restrain it, which means he wants to mevatel it. The neder, yani ota. Mashma sheyafer leshem ota shenadra. In fact, this is ota. You have to have the right person. Meaning, you will mefer the neder to who? To ota, to the one that made the neder. Now, if they tell you it was your daughter that made the neder, oh, my daughter made the neder, mufar. Then you find out it was your wife. It's not ota. Yani ota. It's got to be to the one her, to the one that the neder, the one she made the velo. Good. Then you can't make a ta'ut with another lady. Right? That's the source. Yani ota. Key word being ota. Comes the Ran over here as a question. The kashali. Kevan de me ota mafkin la tinach behafara. Dikhtiv ota. Aval behakama minalan. Right? You got to learn both ways. We only know now hafara's got to be l'shem ota isha. But how do you know the hakama? If you want to be mekim the neder, how do you know it has to be done l'shem ota isha? So then the Ran comes along and tells me, maybe you're going to tell me it's the famous hekesh right? That we've always been making Makish, Hafaran, Hakama, because it says Isha Yefirenu, Isha Yechimenu, puts them together. So the Ran says that no, when we make this Hekesh, it's not for every single item, like we saw certain things that Homer, Hafaran, and Hakama, that there's certain Homerot that Hafaran have over Hakama. You don't make this Hekesh between Hafaran and Hakama for all things. So he goes, what's the source? How do you know that Hakama has to be l'shem ota isha? So he writes on the two lines on the bottom. He says like this: ve'efshar de la dichtiv behakama ke dichtiv ki yeherish la ke ota dame. So he wants to say is the word la that's written by Hakama ki yeherish la. He was silent, right, on the day that he heard the neder, but it just doesn't say he was silent. It says he was silent to her la. So la, I want to say, is like the word ota, and therefore we learn hakama also has to be lishma for the sake of the person that made the neder. Kedichik yeharishta ki ota dami umashma dafka. Right, it's mashma dafka. Umikan deredi dehalacha dechiyechi depshita leayel debaral enu mefil leshten nashavka achat deota dafka, which is we learned above that a husband can also has two wives. Right, they make the neder simultaneously. So he said, you cannot be mefer them as one. You have to be mefer each one separately. So it says, because it's ota. It doesn't say otam. Hachaname enu mekayim l'shtin ashav ke'achat. So too, you're not going to be able to be mekayim the neder of both your wives together. Two ladies make a neder. He wants to mekayim both of them at the same time. De la davka. Because there's la. So therefore, to mekayim them or to mefer them, you have to do that separately. So we learn two things from la and ota. Number, you learn really one thing. You learn that each neder has to be for that lady, either hakama ota or hafara ota hakama la. It's got to be for that lady. Nafkamina. In our case, if let's say the lady makes the neder, the wife, and they come and tell them, oh, by the way, your daughter made a neder. Oh, my daughter made a neder. Hafara, nothing. You didn't do it for ota. You did it for a different girl. Or let's say they tell you, your daughter made a neder. Oh, daughter made a neder. He goes, I want to make him it. Then they find out it was his wife that made the neder. No good. Because it says la. La, it's got to be for the one that made the neder. Then the Ran speaks out at the end of the piece here that, if for that matter, since it's got to be ota or la, individual, so let's say he has two wives. And they both simultaneously make a neder and we're not going to eat the grapes. He cannot be mefer both of them in one shot. He's got to be mefer each one individual. Because the pasuk says ota. Ota is mashma. Separate, each one separate. And for that matter, to make him each one separately as well. So comes going on now and begins. By the law of kira'im. Kira'im is the law of ripping, making kira'ah for somebody that passes away. The pasuk says like this. Dikhtiv al-al. It says the words al-al. What is that referring to? Dikhtiv. Al-Sha'ul ve'al Yehonatan beno. Okay, it says that he made a kri'ah, David, for Shaul and for Yehonatan, his son. Al al. Vetanya. And what do we learn from this, from the fact that it says twice al? Amru lo. That's a prayer they tell the person. Met Abiv. Tell him that your father died. Vekara. So he made kri'ah. Veharkach nimsa beno. Then they tell him, no, it wasn't your father, it was your son. Yatsa yedeh kri'ah. Is Yotzei Yedei Kriya. Oh, so what do you see? Even though it says in the Pasuk, Al Abib, Al Sha'ul, Val Yonatan, which is Mashma, each Kriya has to be separate. Still, if you made the Kriya for the wrong person, it's okay. Again, Akhtaran. The Havalan, the Memar, the Al Dafka, she Yikra, the Shem Hamit. When it says Al Sha'ul, Val Yonatan, it's Mashma what? You have to make a kiri'ah for the person that died. Al Sha'ul, for Sha'ul. Al Yonatan, for Yonatan. The Lo Shi'ita'e Be'achir. Right? That's the mashmot of the word Al. For this person, for that person. And still, even though we have a pasuk like that, what does the Iran say? Tafidu Achi. Tana amru lo met abim vekara avarkach nimsa beno yatsa yide kriya. Alma al lav davka chanamel lema ota lav davka. Just like you're saying al is lav davka, say ota is lav davka. Which means, just like my kriya, if the guy ripped for the wrong person, it's okay, even though it says for this one and for that one. It's got to be Dafka. And they say Al is Lav Dafka. So the thing is, Ota is Lav Dafka. Different should be good enough if they told him it was your daughter that made the Neder. And he made Hafarah, then they told him it was his wife. It should be okay. Ota Lav Dafka. Comes again, what else is not as a difference? Lakashya. Habisitam. Habimifarish. It depends. One is a case of Stam and one is a case of Mifarish. Meaning like this. Stam is like this. They told the guy by Avilut. Stam, somebody passed away. Oh, somebody passed away? Somebody. They didn't commit to. He ripped. Then they told him, oh, it was your father. Okay, so since at the time that he ripped, it was open. He didn't commit to anybody. That's okay. Mashiach, in the case of Nedarim, is talking about when they were Mefarish, where they told him it was your daughter. Ah, daughter. So he was Mefid and Neder Leshem, daughter. Then they found out that it was his wife. So that's why it's a different case, which is really, it is Dafka. But it's only Dafka when they told you one piece of information and it was the opposite, or it was a different piece of information. But if you just did it Stam, it's okay. Look at the Gemara. The Gemara proves this. The Atanya, this is a proof. Amru lo met Abif. They told him his father died. The Kara. The Arkak nimsa beno lo yatsa yede kriya. Clearly, if it was Mifarish, they told him it was the father, and they told him it was the son. He ripped for the father, then they told him lo yatsa, because he didn't do it l'shem the right person. However, Amru lo met. They just told him somebody died. So we see in the Braita what? That there's a difference between being Mifarish and Sitam. Look at the Ran. Fourth line. Nakashya. Habistam Abifarish. Had it Tanya Amru lo mit Abiv. Vikara Yatsa. Laf Dafka Bisha Amru lo Bifirush mit Abiv. They didn't tell him that his father died. Ela Bisha Amru lo mit. They just told him somebody died. Visavur Abiv. He thought it was his father. Vidimsa Beno. Ubeha Yatsa Yidikriya. Abab Mifarish. That if they were explicit, Sha'amru met Abi Vekara al Da'at Ken. He went because he thought it was his father. Lo Yatsa Da'a al Dafka. Vichi Ketani Amru lo met Abiv lav Dafka. But when it says in the Braita, Amru lo shemet Abiv, you have to explain that Braita is lav Dafka. Because they really didn't tell him met Abiv. They just really told him met. And then he thought it was his father. And then they ripped. And then they thought, oh, what a way, it was your son. That's okay. Because it was stabbed. So therefore, it comes out according to this, there's no difference between the Kriyah laws and the Hafarah Nedarim laws. If he was explicit, what he thought, they told him one thing and it was the other thing, doesn't count. Comes the Gemara and says, Rav Asher gives a different answer. Rav Asher Amar, Kan betoch kedi dibur, Kan nahar kedi dibur. Now, a different answer. Not that Rav Asher is arguing on the answer we just gave. Because the answer we just gave is a solid answer, the difference between Mefarish and Setam. That answer stays. Rav Asher is giving another answer because he'd rather explain it better in the Braita, because the Braita's language was Amru lo met Abiv. Now, we're explaining Amru lo met Abiv to me. Well, they didn't really tell him met Abiv, they just told him met. And he thought it was Abiv. So that's a little dohak to learn that Braita as a Stam case, when it says Amru lo met Abiv. It's like they told him. So he's going to give a different answer, but he agrees in concept, no question, to the first answer we just said. Now, what's the answer he's going to say? There's a difference between Kedei Dibur. Now, what is Kedei Dibur? Kedei Dibur is a principle that if somebody does something and then retracts within a certain amount of time, Toch Kedei Dibur, we call that. That's the amount of time that it takes a student to greet his rabbi, Shalom Aleicha Rabbi. That amount of time, Hakamim say, is considered enough time that if you retract it within that time, it undoes what you did. Because the logic is that as a person on things that are not so serious, sometimes you don't think it fully out. So you do it, and then all of a sudden you remember, and therefore you retract. So long as the retraction was done within, you know, Tokid Edibur, which is, I don't know, a second or two, it's okay. Now, how is that going to manifest in our cases of Nidarim and of Kiri'ah? So the Gemara says it back clearly. That which we said, that the Kiri'ah counts, Shinimsa Beno Betoch Kedei Dibur, which means he ripped, they told him it was his father. All right? He ripped for his father. Then they told him, Betoch Kedei Dibur, no, it was your son. So long as they told him within Tokedei Dibur, the kriyah that he did for his father can now be used for his son, because it was talking to dibur. Ha de amart lo yatzayid de kriyah le ark de dibur. Good. And that which we say lo yatzayid de kriyah is talking about when he thought it was his father. Okay, he ripped. A minute later, they told him it was his son. Too late. Okay, so therefore, that's the way we can explain the braytot. Now, similarly, we're going to use this concept by nedarim. We're going to use the tokei nedibur factor, which means if he made hafara, he's thinking it's his wife. Okay, tokei nedibur, they tell him, it's your daughter. No problem. Or the same thing, he thought she made a neder on te'enim. He said, you know what? Te'enim, hafara. No, it was anavim. So long as it's tokei nedibur, that he gets the information, it's going to be okay. Now the Gemara proves this. Look at the Ran first before we go to the proof. Lavashe amar kan betok kedid dibur kan nachar kedid dibur. Lavashe lo ata nafluge ahadina de bestam. He's not arguing on the answer we just said before. The difference between setam and mefaresh. The vaday bo de bedi yatzay de kriya. Deha baraita muchahake behed yab de bestam yatzah bekiya gadana me bede darim an yafara vakama ela dekiye chidilon ed chok nafshid de baraita de tari amru lo met abiv lav dafka. He just wants to answer better that braita, because the braita that said met aviv, you want to learn his stam, that's hard to learn like that, because met aviv is much as they told it to him. So therefore, parik shinu ya harina, the mefaresh na me mashka hatla di yatsa kol shudi'u shub beno toh kede di bulik li anto vichi agav na name bahafara ba kama de mematniti diktani yachzor vi yafel kishan lo achar kede di bur. Right. Which is that which Amishnah said, that he has to make another hafara. It's because they told him after Tukke de Dibur about the mistake. But if they would have corrected themselves and him with Tukke de Dibur, in the Karami's original Farah is going to be standing. So that's really, we have two answers how to explain. There's a difference between Mefaresh and Setam, and there's a difference between Tukke de Dibur and not Tukke de Dibur. Then the Gemara is going to prove this. Vatanya, this is a proof. Back to the Gemara. We have a proof to this concept. Mish yeshno chole betuch beto. Okay, there's a sick person in somebody's house. Vidit alif. And the guy who was sick fainted. Vichimdume shemit. So the family member thought when he fainted that he died. So what did he do? Vikara. So he ripped his garments. Kiriyai made. Veharkach mit. And then the guy died. Which is he ripped before he died. Lo yatsa yede kiriya. Lo yatsa, not good. Amar bishom bepazi, amar biyoshua ben David mishum bar kapara lo shanu ela shemet lahar kede dibur. That's what you talk about when a guy died after the amount of time of kede dibur. Ava beto kede dibur. Kede dibur dame. But if he died with the tok kede dibur, it's like he ripped at the time of the mitah. The guy passed out. Yeah? The guy passed out. The family member said, oh, he died. He made kiriyah. 1 second later, he died. The kiriyah counts. Why? Because tok kede dibur, kede dibur dame. And therefore, similarly, if he would make the kiriyah, then 2 minutes later he passed away, or 5 seconds later, no good. So you see what? The tok kede dibur plays a role. Now the Gemara gives a klal, vilcheta tok kede dibur, kede dibur dame. When you do something tok kede dibur, it's as if it was done, you know, initially the right way. So long as you fix it within kede dibur, or something happens with the tok kede dibur. Chutz, except for three cases. The megadef, actually, okay. The oved kuchavim, umekadesh, umegadesh. Four cases. Except for the case of a megadef, someone that worships avodah zarah, someone that said that's the same case, and a mekadesh, someone that makes kiddushin, and someone that makes girushin. The toki de dibur law does not apply in these cases. Well, which the cases? Let's get that on. Vilcheta, second wide line. תוך כדי דיבור, כדיבור דמי, בר ומגדף ועובד כוכבים, עבודת כוכבים, ומקדש ומגרש. פרק יש נועלים לא חשיב אלא תרה, בר בעבודת כוכבים וקדושין. Right, and Baba Batra only lists two cases, עבודה זרה and קדושין. Why? Because מגדף and עבודה זרה is the same thing. מגדף is somebody that blasphemes God, has a shame, curses God. That's like עבודה זרה. And Kiddushin and Girushin are the same case as well. So let's two out of the four. Ve'lo pedigi. Now here's the cases. The megadef bechlal oved kuchavim, u'megaresh bechlal mekadesh. Good. The etkish yitzial la'avaya. Megadef, what's the case? Hainu gadaf. The guy, Chas v'Shalom, blasphemed God. He cursed God. Ve'chozer bo toked edibu. Then he comes on and says, no, I didn't mean it. doesn't matter. Lo avya hazara, too late. On Megadef, there's no backing out talking the dibur. Avodat without kuchavim. Also, what's the case? Shima amar avodat kuchavim elai ata. He comes along, He comes along and tells a person, "You are my deity. You are my god." The hazar, but then he retracts. Lo avya hazara. Oh, good. Umekadesh umegaresh. What's the case? Umekadesh ugiresh. That guy made a kedushin. Kedat Moshe v'Yisrael. The Hazar Botokhid Dibur. Then he said, no, I'm out. Too late. Once he makes the Kiddushin, it's over. He cannot make, or Kiddushin for that matter. He gave the get. Then he said, oh, I'm out. Too late. Now, the Ran, he gave the get, and then he comes and says, oh, take it back. Too late. Once you got the get, that's what you say. Tokhid Dibur Zakarat. It doesn't matter. Tokhid Dibur on a Maaseh or not. The point, he did a Kriya also was a Maaseh. But the point is that he cannot do. Now, the question is why? The rabbis gave us the Tokhid Dibur. Why are these four cases different? So the Ran over here gives a nice Sevara. The Ran says, the Sevara is like this. What's the Pshat in Tokhid Dibur? The guy wasn't thinking, the guy made a mistake, the guy changed his mind. Therefore, you give him a certain amount of time to take it back. But in important things like this, in major items like this, the very mahmir items, you gotta say the guy thought about it. The guy doesn't blaspheme. Mikadev, no, I didn't mean it. No. That's, he knew what he was doing. And therefore, the Tokhid Dibur is not gonna, whereas only things that are not serious, Kiddushin, a guy marries a lady. That's thoughts goes into that before you just marry. You just take a ring and go out and make Kiddush and leave. Or divorce is the same thing. So items that are mahmir things where you could assume the guy knew what he was doing at the time that he was doing it, we're not going to give him the reversal factor. Mashiach and a thing that's not so mahmir, okay, makes a farad and edir. I would give him a Tokhid Dibur to change his mind. Or kiri'ah. I give him Tokhid Dibur to let the halal out. But the things of Homer, you have to assume that it is what it is the first time that he does. That's the way the Ran wants to explain. Okay, so bottom line comes out from Al Sugya, Halachot Gabe Hafara, which is we're adding these to the Halachot that we learned previously. Number one, there's a Inyan, you have to know who you're being mefer for. Right? It has to be known. And also, the neder has to be known. You have to know the exact neder you're being mefer for. You think it's Te'anim and it's really the Monim, it's not good as well. But there's stipulations to this. That's only when they told you, when it was mefer, when they told you wrong information. When they told you it was your daughter and it was really the wife. But if it was just stam, they told you, listen, somebody in your family made a neder and you thought it was the daughter and then came out the wife, that's okay. And then you find out it was the wife, that's okay because you didn't get the information. You were mefer stam. Okay, that's the conclusion. And we're seeing another stipulation also that you have the Tokhid Dibur factor. Even if they told the guy it was your wife and really it was his daughter. But so long as he's mefer within Tokhid Dibur, which means from the if he got the right information within 2 seconds, whatever it is, so the hafara will be hal, and the law of hafara and hakama are also the same, which is they work together. And the same laws apply to kiri'ah as well. Okay, that's the summary of the sugya. Now we'll get to the next Mishnah. Amra. Lady said, Kunam te'enim va'anavim elu she'ani tu'amit. Okay, she made a double nidr on herself. I'm not going to eat figs and anavim grapes. Now that sounds like she'ani tu'amit, that I'm not going to taste. She made it like one nidr. She included two items in one nidr. Right? Kunam te'enim va'anavim elu she'ani tu'amit. Now the she'la is going to be like this. If the husband, let's say, is mekayem half the nidr. Kiyem the te'enim. Because you know what she said by te'enim, that she's not going to eat them, kayam. I'm establishing it. What does that do to the limonim? So the Gemara Mishnah says, kulo kayam. The whole thing is kayam. Which means you can't split a kiyum. On one neder, which is we're considering this one neder because she did it in one shot. So therefore the kiyum is on both, on everything. Hefer the te'enim. Oh, but if he made a hafara, the reverse, made a hafara on te'enim, eno mufar, it's not mufar, Ad shi yafer af la'anavim. Until they also be mefer grapes. Now we have to understand, what does this mean? So look at the Ran. Amra. Kunam te'enim va'anavim elu she'ani to'emet kiyem le'te'enim kulo kayam. So the whole nedir is kayam. Afidu la'anavim. Finished. Ve'enu yachol lachzor la'afer. Finished. That's it. You will make kayam the whole nedir. Eno mufar ad shi yafer af la'anavim. אינו מופר לענבים עד שיפר להם בפירוש, אבל לתאנים שיפר מופר. Oh, now let's discuss the language of the Mishnah by Hafara. The lady made a double neder, right? The תאנים and the רימונים. הענבים. What did he do? He made Hafara on תאנים. So what's the language of the Mishnah? The language of the Mishnah is אינו מופר. אינו מופר what? אינו מופר nothing? Or Eno Mufar
Te'anim
Anavim Te'anim he did. That's the Sheila that the Ran has over here. La Shunachet Eno Mufar Klal Afil Le Te'anim Shelo Kolem Eno Lefer Mekseto. So that's the Sheila of the Ran, which we'll have to see through the Sugya. By Kiyum it's clear you could be Mekayim half the item and it goes to the whole item. That's clear by Kiyum. We're not arguing on that. The she'elah is by hafara b'miksat. That's what I'm going to refer it to. So it says, hefer miksat, the language of the Mishnah is, eno mufar. Eno mufar what? Eno mufar meaning, the part that you didn't mefer, it doesn't extend, or maybe eno mufar klal. Maybe you can't make a hafara b'miksat at all. You had the two sides of the Ran. Okay, that's we'll see that in the sugya exactly how it plays out. Now we don't know the reasons why that a hakama b'miksat works, but a hafara b'miksat does not. We have to see as well. Let's continue the Mishnah. Amra kunam te'ena she'ani to'emet va'anava or va'anavim she'ani to'emet hare elu shnei nedarim. Okay, that's clear. If let's say she makes a separation, te'anim she'ani to'emet, anavim she'ani to'emet. Okay, she separated the nedarim. So now it's clear you got to break each one separately. If you did the te'anim, it's not going to affect the anavim, etc., because she said she'ani to'emet on both of them. Look at the bottom run. Amra kunam te'ena she'ani to'emet ve'anavim she'ani to'emet hare elu shnei nedarim. Lav lememra she'yeh sarich hafara lechol echad ve'echad bifnei atzmo. Oh. Not to say that you're going to have to make hafara to each one separately. Dashne nedarim hafara achat lahen. Which means really you can make one hafara to cover two nedarim. Kedetanya betosefta yu aleha hamisha nedarim. Hafara achat lechulan. My guy can say all those five, ani mefer. So what's the nafka mina then? That she made two separate ones. Ela lomash im heferu kiyem echad mehem yachol lekayem olafer et hasheni. That's the point. Which means they're not interdependent on each other. Of course, if the guy wants to come along and say, I'm mefer everything that you did, even if she has 100 that he wants separate, it could be mefer. The inyan is like this. Let's say he was mefer te'enim. It has no bearings on anavim. Or he was mekin te'enim. It has no bearings on Anavim, they're separate nedarim. Hashenken in the first case, what do we say? If he was mekim, half of it, the whole thing now becomes hukam. He cannot be mefer now, the second half. Hashenken, if she made them separately, he was mekim half, he still has rights to be mefer the second item because it was a separate neder. That clear? Okay, now we have to, so therefore basically the rule of the Mishnah, let's get clarity in the rule of the Mishnah. The rule is that when a lady makes a neder together, like a package, she says te'enim and anavim, there's going to be a difference between hakama and hafara. The way we can crystallize it is, yesh hakama b'miksat. There is hakama b'miksat. Meaning as long as you're making part of the neder, the whole neder is mukam. Now that's a chumrah, by the way. Mm-hmm. Because now, he said, I'm making te'enim. You cannot mefer anavim anymore now. That's it. It transfers. The whole neder is mukam. You're stuck. Now the whole neder is on. Masha'ikin hafara yesh hafara or in hafara b'miksat, which means she made the same thing anavim te'enim whatever it is, and he comes along and says, "I'm being mefer anavim." Now some will say This is the two shitot in the Ran again, I'm repeating. Some will say, okay, what he was mefid is mufar, but it just doesn't transfer to the next item. And some will say, no. Ain't hafara b'miksat at all. Your hafara did nothing. When it comes to hafara, you got to do either the whole package or nothing works. Okay, those are the two stadim. If he did it, she did it separately, meaning, everybody agrees they're separate. Not the pshat that if he wants to make one hafara, he can't make one hafara. Of course he can make one hafara. I can tell his wife, the 150 nedarim that you have on you, I'm mefir all of them. Bingo, that's okay. Nafkamina, that if he's mekim hef, it doesn't affect that hef. He still has rights to be mefir. The other one, because they're not linked together, because they made two separate, distinct nedarim. Now, let's begin the sugya. We want to see the shitot over here. So the Gemara says, Mani Matnitin. Who is the author of our Mishnah? Gemara says, Rabbi Yishmael. Detanya, we have a braita. Isha yekimenu, v'isha yefirenu. Which literally means the husband will be meqim, the isha and the husband can be mefir. Right? Look at the Ran. Actually, let's read a little further before we go to the Ran. Amra, let's say she said, Kunam te'enim va'anavim elu she'ani tu'emet. Well, exactly our case in the Mishnah. Qiyem le'te'enim kulo kayam. Right? It goes to the whole thing. Hefer leteenim, eno mufar, ad shehefer af la'anavim devre Rabbi Yishmael. Perfect. So this braita is exactly the case of the Mishnah, and we see the author of it is Rabbi Yishmael. Taplan. Hefer leteenim, eno mufar, ad shehefer af la'anavim, eno mufar kol haneder. Keda amrina b'hakama, de'im kiyem miksato kiyem kulo. Okay, same, whatever we said in the Mishnah, we're saying in the Braita as well, by Hafara. Either only half of it is Mufar, or maybe none of it is Mufar. Again, Hukam Miksato, Hukam Kulo. Now we're going to crystallize it like that. Hukam Miksato, Hukam Kulo. Hefer Miksato, it's a Sheira, either just the half that you were Mufar is Mufar, or maybe nothing. Is Mufar. Now what is the dirasha that he made? What's that dirasha? Isha yikimenu, the isha yifirinu. We have to figure out what that dirasha is. Tosfot explains what's the mechanics of this dirasha. Isha yikimenu, the isha yifirinu. So he writes, Dehachim mashma yikimenu, yakimimenu. Yakimenu, yakim mimenu. You can partially mekim. Medelo ketiv yekayem. Right, you just could have said, Isha yekayem, the husband should be mekayem. What does yakimenu mean? That he can part, yakim mimenu, yekayem mimenu. What does it mean? Mimenu. Mimenu is part of it. Which means so long as you mekayem part of the neder, the entire neder is hal. Okay, so that's the way they want to learn. The key is yekimenu, yekayem mimenu. Okay, good. Comes the Gemara and says...
So the same thing with Yefirenu.
No, so the Rosh points out and says, Avad Yefirenu leka lemedrash hache. He writes, Rabbi Shmuel, Ki'ilu ketiv yakim mimenu mashma, im yakim miksato kayam kulo, Avad Yefirenu leka lemedrash hache. So Safot points out that the Dirasha over here is really coming from the Mem of Yakimenu. It's as if it's saying Yakim,
I believe you.
Right? Mimenu. And therefore, you're able to be Mekim Bimiksat. Mashek and Yefirenu doesn't have that Mem there, like the Mimenu factor, so therefore you cannot be Doresh. That's the Sevara of Rabbi Ishmael. Okay, that's the author of our Mishnah. Now let's get to the next Sevara. Look at the Pezayin Amud Bet. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says no. Harehu Omer, Isha yekimenu v'isha yefirenu. Ma yekimenu mimenu, af yefirenu mimenu. Rabbi Akiva argues on the Bishmael. He says, no. I go with this business of being, making a kesh between hafara and hakama. Once I tell you hakama, you could do partial. So to hafara also goes partial. What does it mean partial? Which is once you be fair part of the neder, the whole neder goes off. Which is he makes a kesh. Whatever you say by hakama, you're going to say by hafara. Okay, so now we have two shitote. Look at the Ran. Ma yikimenu mimenu, demashma, dememekseto dainu mimenu ukam kulo, diyikimenu achi mashma. If you're feeling unami, if I gave the lo mashma, I feel like I had to shwai. Even though it's not mashma like that. Like there's no mem in yifirenu. To say yafir mimenu. But since I say yikimenu, I make a kesh. Whatever the lo of a kesh is, yani, you're going to say, yesh hekem bemiksat. Af yesh hafara b'miksat that shitat Rabbi Akiva. That hakama and hafara have the same din. That means according to Rabbi Akiva, if the guy comes along and says, I'm a fair half the neder, ta'anim, the whole thing is mufar. Right? Just like hukam, the whole thing is hukam, he makes the hikesh between the two items. Yeah. Okay, good. Comes the Gemara and says, now we got to give the shitot back and forth, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Ishmael. Rabbi Ishmael comes along and says, hey, Mi ketiv yafir mimenu? He says, come on, it doesn't say yafir mimenu. Go with the word, it says yafirinu. It doesn't say yafir mimenu. So how do you learn niksat the hafara by the word by hafara? You don't get to go for that. Rabbi Akiva makish hafara lahakama. He says, I know it doesn't say it, but I'm going to make a hekesh between hafara and hakama. Ma hakama mimenu, hafara mimenu. Okay, very good. Now we have a third shita. Amar v'chiyah bar Abba Amar v'yohanan Zu devre Rabbi Ishmael v'Rabbi Akiva. These are all the shitot of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Ishmael that hold what? All of them agree. Let's discuss what they agree. By hakama, they all agree memenu. Yeah. That what? Partial hakama knocks off the whole neder. I'm sorry, it's mekim the whole neder. Partial hakama is mekim the whole neder. That's agreed. The mahlok to Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Ishmael is by hafara. Right? Whereas according to Rabbi Akiva, partial hafara is mefer the whole neder. Rabbi Ishmael says no. It's not mefer. Maybe it's not mefer nothing, or it's mefer just half. But the point is, the argument is by hafara, not by hakama. Now we're going to see a shita of hakam that argues even by hakama. Ama hakamim omrim, makish hakama the hafara. Ma hafara. Ma shefer hefer. Af hakama, ma shekiyem, kiyem. You can do partial, even by kiyum, which means partial, and only that part remains mekuyam. Which is, he starts the other way. Just like hafara, your only, whatever part you were mefer, is mufar. We'll see who says, but that's what he says. That you say, if a lady made te'enim in the monim, te'enim in the anavim, the husband came along and said, I'm mefer te'enim, te'enim is mufar. So too, makish afara, takama. Or makama tafara. Now I'm going to say what? Makama, the same thing. You are mekim te'enim, te'enim is mukam. It doesn't affect anavim. So that's the first shita where we see that hakama b'miksat doesn't affect the whole neder. Okay? Now, it is mashma, but from the way he set up his shita, it's mashma that by hakama he's arguing, but by hafara he's not arguing with the rabbis and all the shitot above. Which sounds like that hafara will work partially. Remember we had two ways of learning how hafara works? Does hafara partially mean at least what you mefer is mefer, or doesn't it do anything? From here it's mashma that from the language of the Gemara, Zud of Rabbi Ishmael and Rabbi Akiva. This is the words of Rabbi Ishmael and Akiva that want to say what? That dafka by hafara, only half is done. I want to say even by hakama, only half is done. So it's mashma, he was agreeing, they were all agreeing by hafara, the way it works. That what? That it just breaks half of it. It's just he's coming to argue on what they said by hakama. Again, if you remember, we had a machlok and how to learn previous to Shita Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Ishmael when they said this business of hafara b'miksat. What does hafara b'miksat mean? The guy only was mefer half the neder. Does that mean only half the neder is mufar, or maybe none of the neder is mufar? Remember the two we learned in the Hakama, we said what? If you make him half the neder, the whole thing is mukam. Okay, that we saw. Yakimenu, right? Yakim mimenu. That if you make him part, the whole thing is mukam. Good? So what was the Bishma'el Shita? The Bishma'el Shita was what? But by hafara, no. Hafara in hafara b'miksat. So we want, because you don't say mimenu. So we want to know, what does that mean in hafara b'miksat? Maybe in hafara b'miksat means that if you did half hafara, nothing is mufar. Or we say maybe part of it is mufar. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Now that's the Bishma'el. What did the Bi'akiva Shita? The Bi'akiva came along and said, Isha yefirenu, isha yekimenu, whatever the law of by hafara is, law of hakama. Just like by hafara, part of it is mufar. That's why we understood by hafara, part of it is mufar. So to by hakama, you can be mefer, hefty item. Yeah. That was Rabbi Akiva. Hare omer, isha yekimenu, isha yefirenu, ma yekimenu mimenu. Ma yekimenu mimenu, just like hakama, you could do partial, which means you make hakama on half, and the whole thing goes off. The whole thing goes off. There's not arguing on that. After you fit in a menu, so to hafara, you make partial, the whole thing goes off. Okay, good. Now, Hakamim come along. Zu devre Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Ishmael. These are the words of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Ishmael. But what I hold differently. What does he say to Gemara? Makisha kamal hafara. Ma hafara ma shefer hefer. So listen now. Just like ma hafara, whatever he was mefer, it is mufar. Ava kama ma shekiyem kiyem. Now we're seeing the first shita that by hakama you could do hef. The first shita did not argue on hakama. They all said hakama takes it, goes the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Now the question is, do you say the same thing by hafara? Rabbi Yishma says no. Rabbi Akiva said, yeah. Here, Hakamim are coming along to say that what? That even by hakama, you can split it.
Yeah.
Now we have to go to the Ran. Look at the Ran. The Ran says like this. Aval Hakamim omrim makish hakama lehafara ma hafara ma shefer efer zui girsat sefarim. This is the girsat. That's our girsat as well. Ulfize had itnan efer leteirim eno mufar kol neder kaamar. Aval ma shefer ufar. Very good. The Ran's saying, and now we answer our original question that when a person makes hafara b'miksat, when we said it's not hafara for the whole thing, but it'll be mufar at least for what he did. The eno mufar klal, because if you're going to say it's not mufar at all, my ka'am rabbanan, ma hafara ma she'efer ufar. Demashma dekul amma modu b'hafara. When he says, just like my hafara, he's taking it for granted. Ma hafara ma she'ufar ufar. Who said that? It must be that everybody agreed that at least partial is mufar. Again, here he's learning it. And the fact that when the hakami introduced the shita, they said, just like my hafara. Mashu faru far is mashu. Everybody agrees to that. I'm just saying that by hakama as well. But mashu faru far, everybody agrees. Estariklu rabbanan el lakshu yakama la farah. Da ba farah gufa perik tana de matnitin el vadai le figir sazu mashu de chulehu modu mashu feru far. Here the first way that the Ran is learning. Again, when the hakamim are coming along to argue on the previous shitot, how do they start the shita? Just like by hafara, whatever you will move mefer, it's mufar. Now that's much, but on that I'm agreeing with everybody. That we no one argues. I'm just applying that to hakama as well. That by hakama also you could be making half, and it doesn't go to the other part. No, so it's much about by hafara, but you can't be mefer that part. Mm-hmm. However, the Ran rejects that. The Ran comes along and says, "I don't accept this." Because we have a Tosefta, look what he says further. Hava betosefta lo mashmachi detanya hatam. Listen to this text. Nadra mena te'enim u mena anavim. Hefer le te'enim velo hefer le anavim. Let's say he only was befer hef, v'hashkad and the night fell. Asura ben bete'enim ben be'anavim. She's asura on both items. The hafara did not work for anything. Which means you have a clear bright that it's saying, hafara b'miksat is not mefer anything. Alma enu mufar klal ka'amar. Lefichak nir'e girsat k'sat sefarim ikar. You have to change the girsat of this Gemara. This is the other way we're learning now. Ma hafara, just like nothing works. Afakama mashikiyem lokiyem. So to my hakama, nothing works. It reversed shita.
Completely
different. When you go into this shita, it's saying just like hafara b'miksat does nothing. Hakama b'miksat does nothing. The exact opposite.
All or nothing.
Right, which means it's nothing on both sides. So therefore, why is the Ran opting for this girsa? Because he has a Tosefta that clearly says that hafara b'miksat is zero. So therefore, our girsa will not work with it, because our girsa is mashah. Mashi hufar hufar. He says, sorry, that girsa cannot work out with the Tosefta. Because the Tosefta clearly says, mashi hufar inum hufar. It's nothing. And what's the proof? The proof that Tosefta was a guy made a ned, the lady made a ned on te'anim and anabim. He was mefir te'anim. Sunset came, both the nedarim are on her. Because it's kiyum. When sunset comes, it's kiyum. And you only mefir half, he did nothing. So therefore, the Ran, according to the Ran, comes out. Let's just review just the three way machlok and between the three shitot. We have who? Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Ishmael, Rabbi Akiva, and Hakamim. Let's review the three shitot quickly. Let's start with Rabbi Ishmael. What does Rabbi Ishmael say by Hakama? Clearly, he became half of it. The whole thing is mukam. But by Hafara, it doesn't work that way. Which means, according to the Ran, by Hafara, you will mefir half. Nothing is mufar. Okay, good. That's called Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva comes along and says like this, that a person, just like Hakama, a person can be Mekim, half, and the whole thing goes, so too you mefer half, and the whole thing goes. The whole thing goes off. Okay, beautiful. Hekesh. Hakamim, according to Gesav Daram, they're going to come along and say like this, Ma hafara. When you mefir hef, does nothing. So too when you do hakama hef, it does nothing. Right? That's the Gersa of the... Now, let's go to one more piece to the Mishnah. Amar, Rava. Matnitin Rabbi Shimonhi. De Amar, Shivu'a lechol echad ve'echad. Ad shi omar, Shivu'a lechol echad ve'echad. Now, our Mishnah clearly said what? At the end of the Mishnah. When a person comes along, the lady comes along and says, Kunam te'enim shelo et'om, rimonim u'anavim shelo et'om. And the fact that she said shelo et'om twice, that separates them to two separate nedarim. Right? So the Gemara wants to say, that shita that of the Mishnah that separates them to two nedarim is actually Rabbi Shimon by the law of Shivu'ah. Well, what's the case of Shivu'a? Look at the Ran. Beperek Shivu'at Pekadon, he did Tanatam. Hayu Hamishat Tuv'imoto. Five guys come to one guy, Yomi money. Five guys are Tovayim. The Amar, Shivu'a She'en Lecha Biyadi, Velo Lecha, Velo Lecha. He comes along and says, listen, Shivu'a, I don't owe. Not you, not you, not you, not you, not you. He said to worship Shivu'a once. And what? What's the law? If a person finds out to be lying, not only does he have to pay, but he has to eat a chomesh. Because he made a shivu'at shav. He swore falsely, right? So Hachamim hold, I don't care if you just said the word shivu'at once, but you said, to you, that's considered you made a shivu'at five times. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ad Shiomar Shivu'at Lechol Echad Ve'Echad. He's like, you got to say the word Shivu'ah. Shivu'ah Lecha, Shivu'ah Lecha. If you just said Shivu'ah once, you only swore falsely once, you got to pay once. Which means for the Shivu'ah Homish. Hacha Namis, so to an Amishnah. Lo Hashibi Leshne Nedarim Ad Shivu'ah She'ani To'emet Lechol Echad Ve'Echad. She's got to separate She'ani To'emet to each Neder. Aval Im Amra Kunam She'ani To'emet Lo Te'ena Ve'lo Anava. According to Rabbi Shimon, if she said, any to'emet, te'enim ve'anavim,
one
neder, because she said any to'emet once. But according to the Hakamim, u'rabbanan, havelu shne nedarim. Because just like by Shivu'a, they say, Shivu'a, lezu, 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 each, it's considered five Shivu'ot, so to my nedarim. Any to'emet, now tack on. Alavim, that's one neder. Te'enim, that's one neder. So our Mishnah that considers it two nedarim has to be according to the Bishimon that's matzrich you to say Shivu'ah lechol echad בחצות ובנדרים, אתה עושה, אין איתו האמת, אין איתו האמת. ברוך אדוני לעולם.
אמן ואמן.